Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Did you know there's an Oklahoma election almost every month? And poll workers make them possible. Join your family, friends, and neighbors and become a poll worker. No experience is needed. Training is provided, and you'll also be paid. So why wait? Sign up to work the polls today through your county election board or learn more at oklahoma.gov/elections. That's oklahoma.gov/elections.
Authorized and paid for by the Oklahoma State Election Board.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva, they've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Give them a call, 580-748-0901, 580-748-0901. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report, came out yesterday. I had the opportunity to visit with Rich Nelson at Allendale to talk about the latest changes, or lack thereof.
Wheat side of things, no changes at all. Keep in mind, discussions for wheat, we're kind of holding back until we see production revisions at the end of this month in the small grains summary. So overall, corn, soybeans did see declines in stocks. Wheat, in this case, left unchanged.
So when we're talking about, I know we always mention Russia and Ukraine. Where are those numbers falling in now that they're not really changing this time?
So as it stands right now, USDA does have a light decline in terms of Russian production for this year. And they've been kind of keeping this 83 million ton number unchanged now for about 3 months. So this is down from last year's 91.5. So we are going to see lower production out of Russia, lower exports. They're not happening yet, but they will be coming in the next probably 2-3 months. We'll see that trend begin to change there.
What about corn and soybeans?
You know, as far as discussions, actually we'll call this slightly positive for today's overall movements from USDA on these grains. Corn side of things, USDA lowered old crop ending stocks. They did note good usage here for exports and corn for ethanol. The focus for this report was on yields, and the trade expected a light decline. Instead, they had a half bushel per acre increase on yields in this report. No changes for new crop demand. However, with the net drop for old crop and even with a light yield increase, USDA lowered the new crop numbers for stocks, 2.057 billion bushels now. Over on the discussion for soybean side of things here, well, they lightly lowered the old crop stock numbers. But for discussions on new crop yields, they expected no change. That's pretty much what they got. So net movement was a 10 million bushel drop for soybeans on this report.
Once again, that's Allendale's Rich Nelson. Story told in the latest Oklahoma crop production report from USDA is also based on September 1st, and that's one that's mostly smaller crop potential in September versus August. But when you look over a year ago, it's more of a mixed bag. Oklahoma cotton crop may still be significantly larger than the 23 crop, which featured large numbers of abandoned acres. Oklahoma cotton farmers ended up harvesting just 180,000 acres last year and a final production of 210,000 bales. At this point, USDA continues to see a lot more acres to be harvested this season, with the estimate at 315,000 acres. Oklahoma corn crop set to be on track about 7% larger than last year. Currently, USDA seeing a 54,200,000 bushel crop in the state, up from that 50,660,000 produced a year ago. Peanut production this season shows about 17,000 acres this year, which is up from 15,000 a year ago. To see the complete WASDE report and the crop progress report, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.